Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now, it's time to beat Bernie.
It's time to beat Bernie.
Sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters.
You think you can beat Bernie?
Good luck.
It's time to beat Bernie.
Couldn't think of a better way to go out on Bernie and Sid in the Morning with another great game of Beat Bernie. And it's brought to you by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless. Sid, you know the great people,
I want to host
right?
this with you. I want to do it together.
You want to do it together?
No, man.
A joint deal? You hate this game.
I do.
You always complain about this game.
Stupid game.
Okay, so don't turn your mic off then.
But I'm with you. It's your last day, I feel like.
Okay.
You said I taught you a lot.
That's right.
Give me two or three quotes that I've taught you along the way.
Take the Jets.
I done.
And don't go out at night.
What else?
Don't call you.
Ever?
Ever.
You ever fart in your soup?
No.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, back to the game.
That's going
to
look great on the resume.
Yeah, it's going to look great on the resume. Yeah. Yep, I know. I'm going to look back at this very moment, and this is what I took away. 24 years old, this is where my life gets shaped right now.
He's going to walk up to Kenny Mayne and give him a dead finger.
Anyway, it's brought to you.
I called you last night, Kenny.
It's brought to you by Pete Morgan and Peerless Boilers. Check them out at peerlessboilers.com, paviliontankless.com for a deal near you. They do build America's best built boilers. We do have Rex in Cortland Manor. He's an IT salesman. Rex, how are you, my friend?
Hey, very good. Luke, congratulations on whatever job you do next.
Thank you, Rex. Really appreciate that.
Bernie.
Now,
nice.
Bernie's one of the smartest guys I know. You think you got a shot today?
Yeah, you know what? I'll give it a good go.
Well, you listen to the show, so that means you're informed, which means you got a good shot. So let's go right into the game here. Number one, in 1937, the Hindenburg blimp caught fire and crash landed in what state?
Ooh, I'm going to say, I have no idea, but I'm going to say Michigan.
1 in 50 shot. Oh,
wrong, you two-legged back of that.
New Jersey. You know, the first bit I ever heard of the Imus show was he did this bit called History of the World, which Charles McCord used to write. And he explained all these history pieces. And he did one on the Hindenburg. And it's Imus banging a lady at the bottom of the Hindenburg. And they're moaning and groaning. And he finishes the sex. And he goes, hey, would you light my cigarette? And that was Charles and Imus' explanation behind why the Hindenburg blew up. It was brilliant.
I can't wait for the fun little anecdote we get for every question here, Luke.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time.
I just got rid of that in therapy. But
all right, Rex, number two here. The Battle of Little Bighorn is more well known by what name?
The Battle of the Bulge.
Wrong, you two-legged back of anthrax, you'll be Jesus.
Custer's Last Stand is what we're looking for here, Rex.
Oh, my
Custer's
God.
Last Stand. Oh. All right. Number three. Which Bed-Stuy rapper became the only person with two posthumous number one hits with his songs Mo Money, Mo Problems, and Hypnotize?
You know what? Biggie Smalls.
Lewis. That's right. Finally on the board here, Rex. This is where we turned it all around. I can feel it. All right. Number four. Now he belongs to the ages was the phrase uttered by what Secretary of War at the vigil of Abraham Lincoln?
Oh, my gosh. Gettysburg? No, I'm bad.
That's all right. Edwin Stanton.
Whoever that is.
Was the fellow. Yeah, listen. Important guy. He was at Lincoln's funeral. Lou, were you?
Okay, fine. No,
you weren't
wasn't.
There. No. Yeah, see, what do you know?
All actually, right. Sid told me that a long time ago.
Oh, okay. There you go. All right. And number five.
How'd you like to play, Mrs. Lincoln, is my favorite line about Lincoln. But
right. Last question for you here, Rex. Spain's version of an Oscar award shares its name with what company that presents Saturday Nights with Tony Orlando on Music Radio 77 WABC?
Could you say that one again for me, Luke?
Sure please? Can. Spain's version of an Oscar award shares its name with what company that presents Saturday Nights with Tony Orlando on Music Radio 77 WABC? It was the clip of the day today, Rex. Come on.
Oh, my gosh.
What company brings you Tony Orlando's show every Saturday?
WABC.
Nah.
Wrong, you two-legged back of that.
Goya. That's what we're looking for here. Goya.
Goya. Or Goya.
All right, Rex. One right today. It's going to be tough. And Lou, terrible. Do we have Bernard back? All right. Rex, we're going to put you on hold. Bernie, it's Luke. Remember me
from work? What's up, Luke? Yeah, I remember you, my lad. I can't not guarantee that I'll say the same next week.
Totally. But
I'll remember you forever. You're a good guy.
Appreciate you, Bernie. I'll always appreciate the times we had. Sydney, not so much. But only two right today to win the game, Bernard. Do you think you got that?
I think I can handle it. Let's hope I can.
Let's hope you can, too. All right, number one. 1937, the Hindenburg blimp caught fire and crash-landed in what state?
New Jersey.
That's right. One more, and Bernie wins today's game. Let's see how this goes. Number two, the Battle of Little Bighorn is more well-known by what name?
The Battle of Little Bighorn. The humanity. It is the Battle of Little Bighorn was the Custer's last stand.
That's right. Already have a winner today. Bernie cleaning it up early. But we'll play the rest just for fun. Because, you know, I'm leaving after all.
You know,
all right.
For laughs.
For laughs. All right. Number three. Which Bed-Stuy rapper became the only person with two posthumous number one hits with his songs Mo Money, Mo Problems and Hypnotize?
That's funny. A Tupac Shakur would be the wrong answer. It's Biggie Smalls.
He's hot now, folks. Don't let him get loose. All right. Number four. Now he belongs to the ages was the phrase uttered by what Secretary of War at the vigil of Abraham Lincoln?
Secretary of War, that would be that would have been Stanton.
Oh my,
if I'm not mistaken.
My God. Is he going to go perfect?
Giancarlo Stanton.
Yes, it's yes.
Disgusting. Why doesn't anybody else play?
Disgusting?
Edwin, I said you know all this.
There were a lot of things you could do to describe it, but it's disgusting.
Our disgusting knowledge that you have, it's unbelievable.
It's not really that.
I'll clean it up for you afterwards, Lou. All right, sound good?
Swear to God, nobody knows who Edwin Stanton is.
And number
I've read many books. Many books. Go ahead.
And he hit a home run right afterwards. He played designated hitter the next day. All right, number five. Spain's version of an Oscar award shares its name with what company that presents Saturday Nights with Tony Orlando on Music Radio 77 WABC?
Oh, man. This is just too easy. Goya.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is a clean sweep.
Am I?
5-5, a 5-1 win for Bernard McGurk. Easy cleanup today. That was Beat Bernie. I've been your host, Luke Legrano. And Bernie, we've got Rex from Cortland Manor on the line for you here.
That was in your honor, my sweep.
And Rex, I appreciate that.
Thank you very much. Great job, Luke. Thanks very much. Rex, how you doing, pal?
Hey, Bernie, you know, I've been pulling for you, and I've been so glad to hear your recovery from the prostate cancer. One of my relatives also had just gotten it and been saying prayers for you about it. And I was wondering, when you had Dr. Siegel on a few days ago, and you said, the water might have caused things, and you mentioned you always drink the water in Long Island. Was that something that I might have missed that you had said, you know, hey, maybe that was part of the reason I got that?
No, I never made that conclusion or allegation or whatever. No, it's just something I did for years. I drank it, and I scoffed at my family for drinking Poland Spring. You're a bunch of pansies, you know. I'm drinking it right from the tap.
Yeah.
I found out it was contaminated by these defense contractors. The aquifer is down below me. But either way, no, I didn't make that accusation, Rex.
No, I didn't say. I just thought that maybe that's what had caused it, but I wasn't sure if you had mentioned, hey, you know what, that's something to look into. But another thing is Ray Liotta, when he died, did you guys talk about maybe the same carbon monoxide that might have gotten the guys in the Bahamas?
No, there is no reports. Unlike the Bahamas, right away when those people were found dead, three of them, there were reports there was some type of issue. There are none here. He died in his sleep.
How about this? Okay. Maybe Robert De Niro had him whacked.
See what he did there? I like that. Listen, thank you for playing the game today, Rex, and Bernie, another victory. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back and say goodbye to Luke for good and wrap things up and get ready for a big holiday weekend right here on the number one rated Nielsen News Talk show in the city, Bernie and Sid.
Beat Bernie, sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters on 77 WABC.